Hello and welcome to Do It With Me, a podcast where I, Monica, gently and non-judgmentally talk you through your daily tasks. Some days it's extra difficult to do the things that you need to do, and for some people it's their daily struggle, so I'm here to help. I'll be supporting you every step of the way. Feel free to pause the podcast if you need a break and restart when you're ready. The aim of the podcast is not to perfectly complete your tasks, but to start them. Anything you start today is a triumph, and if today needs to be a rest day, we can try again tomorrow. We're going to start with something that many people need to do to begin their day: getting out of bed. You've woken up and you've turned on the podcast. That's the first step out of the way. Great job. So the next thing that I'd like you to do is grab your bottle or your glass of water if you have it and have a little drink. If you don't have this ready yet, it's totally okay. We can work on this as an evening habit in a different episode. So while you're fumbling around looking for your bottle or looking for your glass of water or just making plans to get one ready for later, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my morning today. My housemate has a beautiful cat who sleeps with me most nights, but then he goes to his mum's room in the morning for breakfast. However, when my housemate goes to her partner's house for the night, McLean comes to me for breakfast. By the way, keep working towards having your drink of water while I'm telling you this story. So today, that was one of those days. So he woke me up at 6 a.m. and I opened my eyes. It's a handsome ginger cat screaming in my face and batting my nose with his little paws. I won't imitate it because it's not so gentle, but eventually the claws came out, and that's always what happens. Starts off gentle and then the claws come out. And I had to start off my own getting out of bed process. It's pretty inspiring when there's a pet bullying you. Do any of you have pets that do this to you in the morning? By now, I am hoping that you've managed to have a little drink of water. But if not, that's okay. Feel free to pause this until you have. And then we can move on to the next step. Do you take medication in the morning? Now that you've managed to have a drink, take your meds. Some people need to eat some food with their meds, so we can incorporate having a snack by the bed into your evening habits in a future episode. But for now, if you don't need food, you should take your medication in your own time. I'll be sitting right here with you as you do it. So work on taking those meds, whether that includes rustling around in your bedside drawer or sitting up in bed. All of that's a bit of a process, so take your time and don't forget to congratulate yourself on taking care of yourself in that way. They actually just changed the flavour of my chewable meds and I'm so disappointed. They used to taste like the orange vitamin C's, but now they taste kind of sickly sweet and strawberry. And I begged my pharmacist if she could get, I begged her to get the old flavour back, but I think I'm just going to have to adjust now. She said that sometimes things that are good for us have to taste a bit bad, and I was like, yeah, but why can't it just taste good? But that's okay. I can handle it. I can adjust to that. I'm grateful for my meds. Have you taken yours? What a good thing you're doing for yourself. Great job. Take a second to be proud of yourself, and let's move on. If you're not already sitting up, go ahead and shuffle your body a bit and do whatever you need to do to sit up in bed. Grab a pen and paper, or open the notes app in your phone, or grab your laptop, whatever you need, and start writing your list for the day. I like to use the Microsoft To-Do app. This is not sponsored at all, but I love that app because it just makes a satisfying sound when I tick off the completed tasks. So I like to write down on the list the things that are making me anxious that need to be done for the day, and I highlight the tasks that have deadlines so that I can kind of prioritize them. I like to put something creative in there, but I don't always have energy to do all that stuff. And I try just to not be too judgmental of myself if I can't complete the list. You can find a process that works for you. The list doesn't need to include everything. An example may be brush hair, eat breakfast, brush teeth, water garden, email my boss. This is helpful because once you do get out of bed, you don't have to actually decide what to do next. You can start walking to the room where the next task is to be begun. Have you written enough on your list now to know what you're going to do when you get up? Great job! I mean, great job if yes, and also great job if no. Honestly, I promise you. Oh, I hope you can't hear my tummy rumbling right now. I promise you that if you can't do all the things that I'm saying as I'm saying them this time, it's totally fine. I'm quite happy for you to just be chilling, listening, and getting to know me because, you know, none of this is easy. It's not easy for me either, which is why I'm here doing it with you. Now it's time to get out from under your covers and do the thing. Get out of bed. Slide out of bed. Maybe you have some nice socks with grippies or slippers that you can put on. No judgments from me if you still don't feel ready. You've already done so many good things for yourself today. You're almost there though. Here's a little song that I wrote you to help you get up. I don't know if it'll work, but just know that I threw it together in GarageBand for you. And it's made with love to just help you out a little bit extra. Did you do it? Whether you managed to get up today or not, I'm so glad that you listened. Don't forget, being productive isn't your purpose, and it doesn't decide your worth. I'm proud of you for trying this out. Congratulations, I love you, and I hope you'll come back next time. Oh, one last thing. I really want to make this podcast as inclusive as possible. But it still may not apply to your exact unique situation. If making slight alterations to my steps doesn't work for you, feel free to send me an email at doitwithmepod@gmail.com to give me some feedback. You can also ask me to help you with something in particular. All right, see you next time. Bye.